Playing things you enjoy, your body's still healthy.
Okay.
I hope. Seems like that. People that are happy. You don't have a litany of Segovia tendonitis things, or Parkinning, or Bream, or any of those guys.
Man. Right.
It's happy playing everything, you know.
That's true.
I think it's just the stress of modern life. People get upset. And
I think you're right.
I'm hoping that's all it is.
I think a good back rub now and then doesn't hurt.
That and other parts of the anatomy as well.
There you go.
That you're on at that moment, if it's a minor 7-10, it's as if you're playing the entire chord. You can play that chord with one hand, it's just, again, not the friendliest chord to play. Just hang your hard work for guitar doctor shingle out. Let's go E minor 7, right? Yeah, you got it.
That
is?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds a little different because of the electric guitar. That's the same. So the melody goes. Second time is, sorry. It goes up the scale.
Right.
So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
snow's not necessary again. It's clouding it up. Fifth string E if it's too hard for you for now. Just play right with the open E. Right, that'll be fine. Let the bass note ring, ring it again. We need the B sharp in there. Leave the B sharp in the chord as you change the bass note to A. Melody goes. While everything's ringing. That's right, just two notes. Now. This is the 5 of flat 2. I went to the flat 2 chord, but to go into its own key.
That's what's always more nicely to 1, though.
Oh, of course, sure. We could have gone
home. Okay,
I'm just a fan of lengthier arrangements, so I wanted to extend it out. And
well, that's an idea. What are you talking about now? Ted,
say that again, please.
Explain the idea of modulating up a half step to create a little
usually
more.
If you do it from the 5 of the key, it's a unless you make something extra musically nice beyond the fiveness of things, it's not enough to feel satisfied. Meaning, like you hear a song come to an end. I mean, it's okay. But I mean, that's just like the 5 and then up the half step.
Oh, okay.
We tried to disguise it a little.
I thought we were just going to resolve back to C, period. Mm. Oh, okay.
So when we hit, that opens up the D flat door, and then I went to its own 4 chord, and then suddenly we're in the key. Thank you. D flat's not bad. I mean, any key you want to go to. The main idea was just to get into the key, and then suddenly, by playing a few chords. Substitute 4 minor for 4 major.
Uh-huh. You call it a 2?
Call it a 2. My man, you know about this, huh?
No, I don't, but I just listened to that.
So, yeah, so if we come out of here.
Nice. Do you have any pages on this list?
No, I just talk people through it because I never... I should write stuff on it. I find this more satisfying to take the song that a person likes in their key and show it this way. I've never done this the same way twice because everybody's so different, you know? Another guy comes in and he doesn't like this song, so I have to do another.
Right. So we're just talking about going to the 4.
Yeah. Now that's a direct modulation. Just play this. Here's the 2. Two minors. Here's the E minor with the C note. And then B note. Sounds a little ferocious with the C, but it makes you know that you're on the 3. This would be stock, right? Yeah. Yeah, major 7, or you could keep that power thing, struggle right. Happening in the bass. You know? Major third. You took this as the chord that's a half step above that. See if we go. Okay, let's get back to our key. So here we go. That's a wild thing. That's something I haven't even done. That's interesting. Meaning, you're about to go to a brand new 5 and you take its own half step above. I've heard half step above the home key. That gives you that 5-2 modulation. That's what we did here.
Right. Okay, I'm not in the habit of modulating because I play in my open keys so much that I kind of...
Yeah, just for these tunes, maybe you could keep Big Bill and Blind Blank where they are.
Yeah, right.
It's just for these kinds
of stuff. Oh, I agree. I think so, too. What other types of modulating options?
Well, totally different would be late European Romantic colors or Impressionistic colors.
Uh-huh.
Dare I say American blue colors. Any of those things are
blues
difficult.
Blues
color, shall we? Okay, so we have this poor phrase. It says, you're not playing me with any feeling anymore. Because I'm just trying to... is appropriate for this tune.
No, I don't either. Okay, so actually I was making a joke, but that's okay.
Okay. Say Impressionistic harmony.
Okay.
Do you know any of Ravel or Debussy? Have you ever listened?
No, I don't.
You'd love this music.
I'm sure I would.
It's very coloristically astonishing. Try a piece called Afternoon of a Faun sometime. Go into a public library if you don't want to spend the dough and just rent a record, you know, and you'd be impressed.
Okay.
By Debussy. It's Faun, Afternoon of a Faun. they're the guys that put on the map and those kind of parallel motions. I mean, got rid of all the voice leading and everything. There was no more of that, per se, as the dominating factor. Even chord function went out the window, just chord color for the sake of color.
Mm-hmm.
Extended harmony, 9s, 11s, and 13s belonged to that period, and the whole tone scale became real fashionable in Debussy's music, and he loved to use those colors. And pentatonic scales, believe it or not, a lot of them.
Did Gershwin do that kind of stuff too?
Gershwin loved the Impressionists.
Yeah.
In fact, he went to Maurice Ravel to study with him, and Ravel said, "Sir, may I ask you how much you made last year?" And Gershwin told him, he says, "Man, I should be studying with you." But Gershwin persisted, but I don't think he got it to teach him. So if we come out of... Here's an impressionistic little... It's got that dream sequence kind of vibe, if you know what I'm saying. To watch out for is the top string. You want to bring the F in. Okay. Okay. You're going to take this chord and go. Bug you sound-wise?
Man. No, I love it. It's just, I'm just like,
well, that's
it's
why
really
I mean,
stretching
okay.
me out. You know?
It's just, yeah, we were in C, and then we got to the F-sharp dominant chord, this thing.
Right.
And we moved it up because of the top three notes. You're gonna do it, you're gonna love it, you'll do well, but there's this moment of terror, you know. It's like, holy Christ, look out there, man. You remember the Vaughn family from the whole
clan.
So we did that, and then when we got up high enough, we looked at this chord and said, my, isn't this thing related to all the whole tone chords, isn't it called? Meaning chords built from just the notes of this scale, of which this is one, in its barest essence. They're all just one house away on the same block from the minor six or melodic minor where we were living earlier today.
Where we were visiting earlier.
Yeah, visiting, thank you. To use this thing like chord unfoldment when you bring in lines to get the chord on the ground or off the ground.
Sure. Oh, it's like a half step with each tone.
Man, I'm not here yet. That half step approach. It's like the chord unfolds little by little that way. Okay, we'll take a little jump off there.
What at all?
Well, let's say key of A minor, make it nice and easy.
Okay.
Have you ever seen I Spy when you were a little kid or something?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the same gentleman that wrote the score for that. He likes the minor, you know, he can really do it. So the melody is... See how to voice it. Yeah, we'll do this. It's like, it's D minor. It goes. It's this note. Yeah, it's this one. Let's go back to this for a second. Position in the chord, but they're number-wise, like a root and a third or a third and a fifth, can exchange with each other, either diatonically or chromatically. They just swap.
I understand.
Okay. Here's the third.
Okay.
Here's the root. Okay. This is the fifth and the sixth. Okay? Here's the fifth and the sixth. This works actually now that I see it when they're second apart, too. Fifth and sixth. Bring the fifth up to the sixth, and the sixth down to the fifth. I just exchanged them with each other. The fifth came up to the sixth,
right.
The sixth came down to the fifth.
Oh, okay.
Now, the fingering isn't right, so you have to, you know, put it on another string. But we said you can do it chromatically. Take a chord like, here's an easy one. Two notes back in.
Leaving him in there.
Doing
this. Wait a second. You need these two?
Yes.
Then we got.
that's the concept.
That's a nice little trick there. I like that.
Yeah, you can do it on lots of time. Whenever you're stuck for motion, look around for a voice switch, as I like to call it. I don't know what else to call it. Voice swap.
Do you have any stuff written on that?
Just for my own use. It's a whole page in a pile somewhere.
You got a few of those.
I'm hoping to get to stuff. Okay, so there we are. We could use the same little chord, or we could say those two notes are part of it. No, see, we're in the key of A minor, but we're on the four chord.
Oh, because this is okay.
This is. Okay. Be suspicious if you hear a prominent rhythmic position like this in minor. Sometimes you can soften it. Only that it'll disturb the flow just a tiny bit. So if you can go, instead of bringing your line down right there, if you. It makes so that it's less harsh on the way to get to there. Melody goes. Sorry. Right. If you hear. The bass first. Like those are fine. Then you can hit the bass first if you're in the mood.
Okay.
And all that time, excuse me, these notes, pardon me, the F and the A should be ringing for a nice color. Ideally, anyway. Life won't stop for non-resonance, but. And more important, equally as the ring of at least the outer voices.
Right.
And especially most important, just to get that last chord clean. So if all else fails, right there, even if you forgot to play that note, if you just went like that,
right.
As long as you get there, that's
okay.
This melody's a little vague, but I remember deciding that I would stay with this melody. Do these please with me, okay?
Sure.
G, D minor 7, middle strings. Sorry, it's my touch. Blues, right? And that one can be further darkened up if you're right. Either shade is fine. Now, real Spanish-y blues would be. Minor 7 straightforward on the 5. It's very optimistic. Places and they'll go the calf step,
yeah.
But they don't do that. They'll go. It's real attractive to you. It's like putting minors and flat fives on the five.
Right.
Whenever you have a dominant or major. Seven sharp fives are really interesting. Really kind of warm and optimistic. Not nearly as dark as flat six minor is the darkest, I think. Like in A flat, you make it E minor. It's instead of just so we understand each other. Anyway, so. It's on the tape, that's why I'm doing it. Figured, you know, you can study it.
And you know I will.
Oh yeah, then the song does this. I don't know if they did that on the TV show.
No, they didn't.
It's real strange. It always has done that. It really is. Earl Hagen. What a great writer. Boy.
Smoky.
Well, let me get some dots out, as you call them. Because I still got to do errands and things too.
Can I check out your guitar?
Oh, sure. Most of the I'll
get for it.
My strings are grungy, but I'll get at least the feel for how I like to set them up. I've got to raise the open strings just to taste right now. I've tightened the neck up and now the wrap. Just a little on the open.
Boy, that's really easy.
It's funny because they're fixed strings, and so for a lot of guitar players, they feel the tension of it. But they're so low to the board down by the first few frets that they don't fight too loud. But it's like a 13 gauge.
I can barely feel it at all. It's great.
It's just tightening the neck up a lot and lowering the V's and the nut groove tone. The strings are just like butter on the
first five.
What do
you mean tightening the neck up?
Well, there's a truss rod here, you know. To tighten them up just tighter than they tell you in repair shops, usually. Almost so tight that you can just, let's put it this way, you want to be able to slip a piece of paper under the string.
When it's fretted?
When it's fretted on the first and last. There should just be room for the tiniest little motion.
Okay.
Right now, mine is almost touching. I mean, it's just a hair off.
Wow.
That's as tight as I have it.
these are 13s on top?
Yeah, 13. And I don't keep a thick string like a 13 set out of the factory. The old days would have a big thing.
This plays great. This plays better than anything I've played yet. What kind of frets do you like? Pretty low, or?
I love both. You know, that's strange. I finally realized I actually don't have a preference anymore. I really love those big ones for the sound. If I get it really low here, though, without it, it feels like too clubby, too easy to sharpen the notes. You know.
Right.
On those guitars, I run 14s or 15s on the first string because it feels less. It feels like you're in danger all the time. Big high frets have sharpened the notes so much that you can get away with a thicker gauge. And the tone is distinctly great with big frets. More sustained and more mean. It actually doesn't matter because the string's vibrating right on that thing. But I sure love it when it's down like this so many years of playing it where I can slide and not hurt my hand. You know, no resistance, no big railroad stops.
Yeah, well, that's what problem I have with this.
Is that big frets?
Oh yeah, a little tone.
Well, it's great for tone.
Right? Yeah, it is.
Right. Well, let me ask you, would you like me to give you... We're still on a...
We're running out.
February 17th, 1991. Real quickly, on the How High the Moon example pages, I'm going to give you the first two. Page one's exceedingly difficult to hold some of the shapes and get all the ring. There's a follow phrase. It'll go boo-da-da-da-da, and it'll have something like boo-dee-ya, just a few little notes to answer. Before it would
right.
move on. I don't even move on in the majority of them. I just show the first phrase.
Okay.
What would be good for you to do is try to get a concept out of each one. Say, this is not just a lick.
Right.
Maybe there's a thing at work here that I could lean down to a general or a specific, either way, or both. They're definitely tough. Page two is more like a jazz coloration, whereas page one is real impressionistically... Oh, I don't know what it is. It's just, you'll see, it's moody. Page, usually warm. Page two gets much more urbanly dark and bluesy. There's a lot more motion, but they're, paradoxically, the chords are easier to play.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the jazz piano voicings.
Okay.
This page, again, about, you know, analyzing one phrase. It's pretty simple, really. You'll see as you go through it. It takes time to read the notes, but what the heck. This page, we take a little theme and we just go, just a four-note theme, K-G-I-L, or something, you know? And it's just harmonized with different concepts, and I'll tell you what the concept is underneath.
Okay.
You might have some words or questions, and you'll jot them down, and we'll peruse those at a later date.
Okay.
We'll give you another walking chord arrangement, since you said you did get at least little things out of them. That
oh, yeah, I
mean,
but actually what I find with those, yeah.
The texture of walking chords is in, instead of going... tempo. I mean, it's just like that texture. You want to be able to control it sometimes just for the variety. You know, you played those
right.
You see it there. They do get very plotted.
I had no idea that they were that to play it like with that kind of feel. I didn't realize that.
Oh, what were you doing?
I was just playing it real straight, just jang, 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 you know, just
oh my goodness.